But I want to be a navy, and I volunteered so that I wouldn't go in the army, and it's just what I wanted. And went for medical and what. In. I'm in the navy now, and I'm at Devonport Barracks, Plymouth, and they used to put chips on the table, like little chips, with a number on, for a draft to go to a ship or something. You know. I've joined the navy to be on a ship, not playing in the barracks. So I got to pick this chit up, and what is it? It's the Cotswold, that unclass destroyer, brand new. We go up to Scotland, and it's brand new there. Scots Tune, I think it was, the place where the ship was, you know. Commissioned it, like, and then it's brand new, and all this new ship's company, and we're working up trials, like, and we go to sea, like, and I'm as sick as a dog. I thought, Seven Hail Marys, next time this it goes down, go straight to the bottom, don't come up. Oh, it's a terrible sickness, seasickness, but you get used to it. So I was on that, and we were on the East Coast convoys, channel. Be going through the channel and they'd be firing from on the French side. You had the dive bombers coming up, E-boats chasing you. And I was on there from 1940 to about 40. I think it was about 41 I got blew up with a mine. They were towed us in, my deck was awash. We all sit upon the forks on that, being towed in and beached over at Harwich, HMS Ganji, the boys. Training section. So I get kitted up. I was up to hit Arlen Water with Dickens, and he said, I think we better go up on top. I thought, that's a good idea, sir. We go up and batten down. So when I go ashore, I throw all my things away, and it didn't like. Now, my vest and underpants, I throw them away because they're full of Arlen Water, you know, no good. But when I get kitted up, I've got a little, what's it here, chit. One vest and one pair of underpants I'm being charged for. And we've just saved millions of pounds out of a ship, you know what I mean?